It's always fun to get feedback. I get a fair amount of feedback. People will, as you guys know, I'm not trying to build some mentor group or something around me, or that's not my goal. And it's funny because I get pitched this from time to time from people who are in the business of doing that. And you know, no disrespect to them. That's just not what I'm trying to do. But they're in that business of promoting click funnels, selling you these products, you know, these. And some of them, I have no doubt, some of these are good products. I buy a lot of products from marketers and affiliate marketers and promoters of things. I buy a lot of, you know, guru products. I buy a lot of stuff from Grant Cardone and Gary Vee puts a book out. I buy a book. I mean, I'm constantly looking for information, and there's people that I follow that I'm inspired by, and that's the point, right? We're inspired. People are inspired by other people, and if you can find people that you can relate to, if their story seems relatable, we as human beings can draw inspiration from that, and sometimes that inspiration is all you need. And I had this play out in my life, and that's why at a certain point I said, I need to speak, because someone out there's 20 or 30 or 40 or I don't know, maybe 70, and he hears me and it clicks in him, and I believe they hear the voice they already heard. And that's a little weird, I know, it's a little esoteric, but I truly do believe, and I can't explain it, and I don't know why it is, but you know, we're all connected. We're all part of the same species, right? There's something going on. Animals, have you ever seen, you know, if you dig into animals or study animals, create that, I mean, from a movement of their body can telegraph to another animal something. And so there's this instinctual thing that animals have. They know when bad weather is coming. They know when things are up, right? Well, we as human beings have similar things. We've just kind of lost it with all this confusion going on around us and all these voices in our heads that keep us from tapping into that from time to time. I've used examples in the past of, let's say you wanted to start a restaurant. I believe that the way you do that isn't to say, wow, I'd like to start a restaurant one day. I believe the way you do that is you pull out a pen and a piece of paper and you begin to put down the idea. Because I've done this multiple times in my life, and if you follow me on Instagram or see some of my stuff, you'll see me posting, and I have a notebook. And inside of this notebook, I've written my stock strategies. I've written about my rental properties, and this is where I dream, and this is where I come up with ideas, and it all, that's where it started in the beginning, with one stock and one house, and then in my direct, I sell mailing lists. I'm in the business of selling mailing lists to people involved in network marketing. All of that came about because I wrote it on a piece of paper, you know, and I began to map out what I perceived of what this would look like. And then I began to form this idea that what you think about comes about, because what you focus on grows. Is as I wrote it, and as I began to focus on it and think about it, and I would look at it at night, and I began, all of a sudden, the universe, we're back to that instinct thing, the universe begins to conspire, the universe begins to line up things that come into my path, whether it be people or opportunities or resources or things I needed, or an event happens in my life that pushes me in the direction where now I can actually do the thing that I've been mapping, the thing I've been writing about, and I have a leg up. It's not just been a dream, it's on paper. And so now I have a chance. And there's something about this idea of repetition is the mother of skill. Doing things over and over and over and over until the point where we become not only proficient, but we internalize the process. And this is where you're trying to get. This is where you're trying to get as an investor. This is where you're trying to get. And make no mistake about it, you have to become an investor. You don't have to be an entrepreneur. There's plenty of people who are not entrepreneurs who are very successful. You know, I wouldn't consider a doctor an entrepreneur. Now, there are entrepreneurial doctors, But there are some doctors who are terrible with money, right? And so being a doctor doesn't necessarily mean you're an entrepreneur. Being a chiropractor doesn't necessarily mean you're an entrepreneur. But then there are chiropractors who are entrepreneurial. And they have, you know, typically teams to have bigger businesses. And so you don't have to be an entrepreneur in America. There's been a lot of, you know, with the guys like Gary Vaynerchuk and these more famous people like Grant Cardone, it's kind of motivated a lot of people to think, well, I got to do that. And that's not true at all. And my message is, but you do have to be an investor. Nobody gets an out. I wish it was different. I wish you didn't have to be. But every single human being alive and breathing right now has a duty and an obligation, not only to themselves, not only to the people around them, but to the damn universe that created them. You have no choice, you have no option but to be an investor. In every religious book of every religion, this is discussed. It fills the Christian book, the Old Testament, to prepare, to, you know, set aside part of the harvest for the day the harvest doesn't come. That's what investing is about. Investing is about it provides you that cushion. It begins to, and it can provide you a living. It can provide you with money that when things go wrong, you have money. That's one of the things that investing does. It puts space between you and Murphy, between you and the world. You understand that? And it's not some big ordeal. People act like, oh, it's such a sacrifice. Listen, I don't want to start screaming today, but when I said that, as I was saying it, I felt my energy rise and I wanted to start screaming. Like, it is not a sacrifice to keep your own money. We have gotten this stuff twisted. To go out and make money and keep it is not a sacrifice. You're supposed to keep it. Like, you're just fine. When you begin to do this, when you begin to keep your own money, you know what you're actually doing? You're finally aligning your life with the way it's supposed to be, man. You're finally getting it right. Your money is yours. And we have to balance this lifestyle with the money. And we have to come to some balance where we don't consume all of our money. Now, there's a lot of ways to consume our money. We don't just do it one way. It's not always just bills. And I get it. Life's not always that simple. But sometimes, I think you got to make it that simple. I think sometimes you got to push back on shit. Sometimes you got to get mad at yourself. You got to yell at yourself. And that's what me yelling is. What I'm trying to do is sell you back to you. I want you to understand that everything you need to be a great and successful investor, you have it all. Any perception of I don't know something or I don't have something is in your own mind. Like, investing is so simple. But then, can it be complicated? Oh, for sure. Can you do strange and odd things with your money? For sure. Everything from Bitcoin to storage sheds, from mortgage REITs to electronically traded notes. Like, you could do option spreads and straddles. You could buy oil on the futures market. Yeah, all that shit is complicated. That's complicated. But putting 20, 30, 40% of your income into just a basic index fund that produces 10% a year profits, guess what that does? You know what happens if you invest 40% of your income every month for 10 years? You have a shit ton of money. Now, was that complicated? No. And so I'm a very, very, very simple person. Most of these guys that are real estate gurus do things that I'm not saying I'm not capable of doing. I'm just a simple guy, though. Just a simple guy. And I went from $250 to $2.5 million in like 15 years. By following a simple strategy, just consistently, over and over and over. Now, don't make no mistake about it. I've been derailed many times. I've been sued. I've been divorced. I've had car accidents. I've blown out cars. I've been separated from my wife, then, you know, got back together. All of these things in life are going to come at you. I've had, you know, medical problems. I've had businesses go out. I've had family members die. I've had family members who needed money. And within all of this, I have to navigate. See, truth is, I should be worth like $5 million. But I've made some mistakes. And most of the time, the mistakes, you know what the mistakes were when I'd look back? They were so easy to avoid. They were so easy to avoid. This is why they were so easy to avoid. There's three keys to life: health, wealth, and mindset. If you follow the Warrior's Way with, what's his name over at the Warrior's Way? I like their little thing. It's a little alpha male, but I like it. It's Garrett, what is it? Garrett White. He runs an organization called the Warrior's Way, and they do the four core: body, being, balance, and business. Body, being, balance, and business, yeah. Which is basically the same as what I say with the three keys to successful life: health, wealth, and mindset. So we got to get our mindset wrong. And in every area where I was derailed along the way, it was usually one of those three things that I was failing on. And so being an investor is as simple as just setting aside a certain amount of money. Every time you earn money, you set money aside and you invest it. Like, it's that simple. It's that simple. And everyone who's reached an age and you're 40, you're 45, and you haven't been doing that for 20 years, you just chose not to do it. Like, you could have millions of dollars having done just that one stupid, simple, again, I want to yell. Like, I want to start screaming right here. Because right now, some of you are 20 years old, and I want to just start punching you. Because you're not going to do this. And you're going to be 30, and you're going to be broke. And you're going to be 35, and you're going to be broke. And yet, you're hearing my voice right now, and you're going to choose a path to poverty. Now, you won't say it like that. You're not going to openly go, I think I'll choose a path of poverty. You're not going to do that. What you're going to do is you're going to meet a girl. And you're going to say, well, we need an apartment. Well, we need to get a car. Well, you know, she wants to do this, and then I want to do this, and then I need a bass boat, and then we're going to go over here. And then 10 years goes by. 10 years goes by. And you guys have $52,000 in debt. Got a nice house, a couple nice cars, and a job that not really so happy with. That is a common path. The path that I'm talking about is not as easy. Now, intellectually, it's easy. Philosophically, it's easy. You just consistently invest, and you have to live on less. So let's say you chose a number of 30%. That leaves you with 70. You say, well, I can't make it on that. Sorry, don't make it. What I'm advocating is not fucking optional. Like, you have to work more to make it. So if when you invest 30, you don't have enough left, that means you don't work enough or you don't make enough money. So you have to go work more, like 8 days a week. You hear me talk about it. Why do you think I work every day? Because my goals are bigger than my income. Let that sink in. Why would a guy that's worth $2.5 million at age 49, I could just quit right now. But you don't understand that. If I take my $2.5 million, I drop it into an index fund or, you know, a portfolio of stocks. I know how to do it. You know that. I got a book called The Money Flow, and I got a book called You Don't Have to Die Broke. I understand this. I've spent the last 18 years every single day doing this grind. I know how to make money with money. You give me $1 million, I'm going to turn it into $10 million in 10 years. I give you $1 million, what's going to happen? What's going to happen? A lot of people think they know how to make money. Shit, if you're not making money with a little bit, you ain't going to make money with a big bit. If you're not investing a dollar every month now, why would you think you're going to invest it? Because you get a little bit more money. Repetition is the mother of skill. Process is more important than outcome. In other words, I don't care how much money you make right now. I don't care how poor you are. I don't care how bad your situation is. I don't care how bad the world has shit on you. If it's shit on you every day since the day you were born, you are supposed to be an investor. I don't care if you're a black woman, two kids, and you're single, and you're living on welfare, and you don't see any way out. You are supposed to be an investor. And if you're not an investor right now, you will be broke when you're old. And you deserve it. See, that's the truth. And that's where we're at, because it's so simple. And yet, it flies right over us. People say, Gerald, you don't understand. You don't understand. I actually do not have any money. And I'll say, do you have a dollar? Because process is more important than outcome. Process, it starts with process. Do you have a brokerage account? They say no. That's why you're broke. The reason you're broke is you don't take actions to make yourself unbroke. Repetition is the mother of skill. So you start the process. You get the brokerage account and you put a dollar in it. And then you let that sink in, that all you're willing to invest in your future is a dollar. Well, a dollar more than the guy that didn't put in nothing. I talk with people every day, 30 years old. They don't have any investments. None. So you realize the girl who's on welfare with two kids, if she puts a dollar in, she's outdoing you. And so my message is simple. I don't know how you make your money. I don't give a shit how you make your money. I actually don't care at all how you make your money. You don't get an out on investing. You need to invest. And one day you're going to be 30, and one day you're going to be 40, and one day you're going to be 50, and one day you're going to be 60, and one day you're going to be 70. And in each along those steps, guess what? Life's going to fuck with you. You're going to get divorced. You're going to be in car wrecks. You're going to lose jobs, and you're going to be sued. And yet you still, somehow, in the midst of all of that, have to find a way to begin building wealth. You can't opt out of this. You can't. You don't get an opt out. There's no outs. Nobody gets an excuse. And so the woman who's 55 years old right now and divorced and says, well, you know, I just never know. Google it. Like, there's no exemption. There's no exemption in life. No one in life gets to say, well, investing doesn't apply to me. It applies to every single human being on planet Earth right now. You're supposed to be an investor. It's your duty, it's your obligation. And guess what? It's a lot of damn fun. And the more you do it, the more you do it. Repetition is the mother of skill. I'm not saying you have to trade stocks like I trade stocks. Maybe you do though. Maybe that comes. Maybe me and you begin trading with each other. Maybe you get my book, The Money Flow, and you begin to see the technical aspects of one, the free ebook, You Don't Have to Die Broke, completely free. And I show you all of the things that I invest in, real estate, business development companies, we call those BDCs, the REITs, the MLPs, right? The dogs of the Dow, the dividend stocks. I give people hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of things in a free ebook that they could begin investing in right now. They could literally pick up their phone and click a fucking button. And that's how hard it is to invest. The barrier to investment is clicking a button, and yet there's people who don't click the button.